Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who has some more music I want you to hear.
Monday, Monday.
Yes, we featured this trilogy of songs yesterday for the benefit of those of you who were not with us yesterday. I want you to hear the trilogy today because this trilogy makes up our featured songs of the week. You're listening to The Mamas and the Papas. Let me tell you just a little bit about The Mamas and the Papas. I mentioned yesterday that we had Miss Cass Elliott as one of the members, but we also had, who remembers? Yes. There you go. John and Michelle Phillips, husband and wife. John and Michelle Phillips. Also, we had as part of that group, Denny Doherty. So Denny Doherty, Cass Elliott, John and Michelle Phillips making up this group that you're hearing now singing this awesome hit, Monday, Monday. But also want you to hear this one. Yes, indeed. The Beach Boys, one of the founders slash co-founders being Brian Wilson. Yes, indeed. Oh, man, what a voice. What a career. And then there was another song that I wanted you all to hear. Very encouraging, empowering song. These three ladies encouraged us to hold on. Beautiful harmony. The voices of Carrie Wilson, Wendy Wilson, and Chyna Phillips.
Is it really bad to feel this way inside? Oh, some days somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby.
Yes, indeed. I love that song. So empowering. Well, listen, this trilogy of songs makes up the songs for this week's featured songs. And I want you to recall now, I want you to be listening closely as I talk with you about these different songs, the different groups, because any information that I share with you is fair game for this Friday's quiz. All right, so those are the three songs. Those are the trilogies. Yesterday, I played the trilogy just like you heard it then. But also that you hear The Mamas and the Papas Monday, Monday in its entirety towards the end of the program, towards the end of yesterday's program. And now I'm not saying that I'm going to wait until the very end of today's program to play our second full feature song for the week, The Beach Boys, Wouldn't It Be Nice? Man, what a great love song. You know how it is. You really, really love someone. I mean, you really love someone. You two really love each other. And, you know, you just don't want to part. How many of you have had those situations where you loved this person, that person loved you, it came time to, you know, maybe you were away for school for a while, college, and the person you love was here at home, wherever your home was, and came time to head back to school. And it would be the hardest thing to do because you all just didn't want to deal with that separation again. It was hard on both of you. Ladies and gentlemen, I've told you before now, do not assume that just because people are not 30 years or older, that they are not capable of loving each other. As I've shared with you before, all you have to do is think about the many divorces that occur when people are in their 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s. And you know that love is not something that is unique to people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. In other words, being in those age ranges, those age groups, does not guarantee that you know what love is about and you're ready to handle it and handle it well. And by the same token, just because people are in their 20s, in their teens, that does not mean that they are too young to know what it is to truly be in love. And so you have this situation come up. Oh, man, I mean, you two really enjoy being with each other for the weekend. And now it's time for the person who is out of town at school to go back to school. And they've got to go. They've got to continue to pursue that education, that degree. And it can be so hard to say goodbye. Well, the Beach Boys were singing this song, "Wouldn't It Be Nice?" And basically, their point was, if we could be together forever and not have to deal with separation anymore. And down there, on down in the song, they talk about the beauty of being married so that they would not have to separate again. Of course, you know, we know that even in marriage situations, there may be some separation. Somebody has a job that takes them away from home, you know, what have you. But we know that a whole lot of people, a lot of married couples, don't have to deal with that kind of separation. And so their point was, hey, we get married and we won't have to deal with all this separation anymore. So we're going to be listening to that, and we'll let you hear the whole song today. Then probably Thursday of this week, we're going to play the trilogy again, and we're going to focus on Hold On by Wilson Phillips. That's the name of the group, Wilson Phillips. I like their harmony. Great songs, and I definitely like this one, Hold On. So, again, now remember, whatever information that I'm sharing with you, don't take it as something that you can just kind of ho-hum and just pass off, disregard, because this is going to be a for real quiz. It won't be like the ones we've done in the past where, you know, I would just ask you basically, what's the name of the group? What's the name of the song? Once in a while, I might ask the name of the composer. We're spreading this out now, ladies and gentlemen. So be ready to give back to me whatever I give to you by way of information about this trilogy of groups, this trilogy of songs. All right. Now, how many of you are staunch Facebook users? How many of you love it? I mean, you, one of the greatest things that ever happened to you is you became a Facebook user. How many of you would say, well, you know what? I do use Facebook a lot, but I kind of wish I could calm down with it a bit. I kind of wish I didn't use it as much as I do, but, well, some of you have been with me when I've shared with you the info, the 411, that it is literally addictive. Yes, psychologists, neuroscientists, and others have said it is literally addictive. The algorithms that have been put into play that are designed to draw people back. And then you talk about people suffering from those syndromes where they feel left out. If they're not there every 10 minutes, every 30 minutes, every 2 hours, checking in and maybe responding, they feel like they're missing out on something. And it's a syndrome. That is an actual syndrome related to social media use. Well, I want us to explore something, courtesy of Popular Science, with regards to Facebook. I want us to ask the question, is there a more user-friendly Facebook? Now, when I talk about user-friendly, in this case, I'm not focusing so much on the algorithms that are designed to addict people. the other social dynamic factors, like, you know, feeling like you're missing out if you're not checking in frequently. Not that. Really, what I want us to focus on now are issues dealing with privacy and things like that. Some of those kinds of issues that have really been concerning people, especially after we heard about the Facebook political scandal, where they helped an organization that helped the Republicans in general, Donald Trump in particular, with the 2016 election results, outcomes. Some of the features that are used are definitely concerning when it comes to privacy. Some of them are just considered nuisances, annoying. Is there a more user-friendly Facebook? Well, between data privacy scandals and the psychological toll that social media in general can take on your brain, quitting Facebook can be an alluring prospect. Some of you may have heard some of the playbacks I had of people talking about cutting back on Facebook. So I'm cutting it out. It's not always practical to delete your account. Like it or not, everyone else uses social media. That's an exaggeration, isn't it? Yeah, a lot of people use social media, but not everyone. And for many, Facebook is a primary way to stay in touch, send a group message, or invite someone to some event, a birthday party, what have you. If you want to quit Facebook, though, without going completely incommunicado, there are some ways to strip Facebook down to its bare essentials. Now, what does Amy Schellenbach, who wrote this, mean when she says bare essentials? Well, mainly three things: eliminating the newsfeed, removing your personal information, and setting up email notifications for the things that you actually want to see. Once you've done those three things, you should rarely, if ever, need to visit Facebook again. But your friends will still be able to reach you without having to hunt you down on another platform. Does that sound kind of sort of like the best of both worlds? Yes. Is there a happy point, a happy medium, where you can get the best of both worlds? You can be able to use the iconic Facebook, but without feeling like you're being overwhelmed, dominated, what have you. All right, let's look into some of the details of what she's sharing with regards to these bare essentials. Again, eliminating the newsfeed, removing your personal information, and setting up email notifications so that you receive only the things that you really, really want to see. Back in a few.
Gonna make it happen.